Hello everyone, Uncle Sam here once again, back with the original format of the Daily Nuggets due to the request of many non-Tagalog speaking followers. So here it is. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells the story of a Samaritan man who helped a wounded Jew. At this point in time, years of tension had led to a centuries-long conflict between Jews and Samaritans. But instead of letting the Jew die on the side of the road, the Samaritan stopped what he was doing. He noticed the man's pain and went out of his way to help this Jewish guy. The Samaritan showed compassion and empathy when nobody else would. Then, Jesus ends this parable by telling his followers, "You go and do likewise." In a world filled with conflict and hardship, how do we actively live out Jesus' words in a way that is helpful? Here are three ways we can follow the Samaritan's example and love our neighbors. First, place yourself in someone's pain. It is called empathy. Sharing someone's pain allows us to taste what God did for us when He came as a human to endure the cross. When we choose to experience what someone else is going through, we can then show that person real and genuine compassion. Secondly, sacrifice your plans and position. The Samaritan invested his time, his money, and his resources into saving this hurting Jewish guy, just as Jesus surrendered himself so that we could have abundant life. Sacrificial love costs us something, but the return is healing and forgiveness. And thirdly, take specific action. The Samaritan showed the Jewish man that he cared by taking care of him. It was that decision that led to restoration. In the same way, we must be willing to repeatedly act in ways that demonstrate empathy, humility, and grace. Compassion, in order to be effective, has to lead to action. So, who in your life is hurting? How can you step out of your comfort zone and into their pain? Your decision to do that might just lead to the healing and restoration of some people. This world we live in is bent and broken, but this did not stop God from showing His great love by sending His only begotten Son to empathize with us in our weaknesses. And Jesus ends this parable by telling His followers, that's you and me, you go and do likewise. And He is telling that to all of us, all those who claim to be disciples. Friends, may God help us to view everyone we interact with the same way Jesus sees them. Let God allow us to be a part of His solution to the brokenness of this world. Let us partner with God and Jesus in creating sustainable change in the world. And in order to do that, we need to be willing to share in the pain of others. May God give us the courage to do that. And then, help us to take action. Let empathy and restoration begin with us. Amen. And that's it for our Daily Nuggets today. If you haven't done so yet, I'm putting this video up on YouTube as you are watching. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to my channel. Hit that subscribe button and follow, so you can be notified with the upcoming videos. Thank you once again for watching, and may God bless us all.